This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, Bernadette Cognell will be here to preview this year's Fork Horse Trials, which begins today. And also we'll be hearing from Kelly Holmes, who is a junior rider currently heading the leaderboard. But first, the organizer of the Fork Horse Trials, Bernadette Cogdell, joins us now. Bernadette, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's always good to hear from you. And this event, of course, is a very popular one on the schedule every year, and not least of all before Rolex, which is a selection trial for the Olympic Games as well. So it's an important preparation for those elite high-performance riders and combinations. But let's talk about overall the event this year and how preparations are going and what we can expect that might be different on the course.
Well, this year, actually, I think there's a lot different. The cross-country course, Terrain has done an amazing job with. He has totally reversed the course. And I think I think the riders are going to be very happy with it. We have a ton of new jumps. And, you know, he tries to put questions in there that will really help prepare the riders, because obviously he has checked out pretty carefully what they're going to be seeing at Rolex. And so I think he has put a lot of effort into it. And I think I think they'll be really happy with it. It's a very flowy, open course with some pretty good questions and pretty different questions. So I think it'll be really good. Plus, you know, we've had just about the right amount of rain and sunshine. And between punching the course and the amount of rain we had this past few days, it's really greened up well and it just feels good. And I think we're due a little more rain next Thursday and Friday, which it'll be the ideal. So we'll keep all fingers crossed that it stays the way it's going right now.
Well, of course, it's very established turf and a very established course, a very interesting terrain there at the fork. And for those that are not familiar with it, and you say the course is running the other way round, so give us an idea which way round this year, Bernadette, and how you will use the hill and the signature water combination.
Well, this year what we're doing is the prelim through 1, 2, 3 star, the whole way through. Instead of normally they start, you know, kind of down in front of my house and go towards the water jump and go that direction. This year they're going the opposite. They've changed the start box, and so they're going to come back and run that 70 acres in front of the house and come back around, down, loop through the water, and then back to the back area that has the coffin and that whole structure. So they go back to the back area of the course where in the past we've got the ditch is back there, the coffin jump. And we used to have the sunken road. Well, they've totally taken the sunken road out, and now it's a lovely rolling, there's a large log on one of the courses that, you know, with a rolling hill down and back up that goes to a skinnies. So I think they will really like that whole area, because I know the Sunken Road in the past we've had, I think last year we pulled it off the course, but it's been an iffy question along the way, but I think this year it's going to ride really nicely. So then they're coming back over the big hill, back down, and you know what? Each course is going through the water at a different time, so off the top of my head, I believe the 3-star goes through earlier in the course, and I think last year they came through the water at the end. This year they do not. We have our gun jump on that, and they'll just wind back around by the water but not go through it at the end of the course.
Right. And how many divisions do you have running this time, Bernadette?
We are doing training through the 3-star. So you've got the training prelim, intermediate, advanced, 1, 2, and 3-star.
Very full program. When did they start with the dressage, Bernadette?
just like it's going to be Thursday and Friday, all the CICs will run on the Thursday. I think training and prelims don't go till Friday, actually, for the dressage. But all the rest will run Thursday and Friday. And then we will do the cross-country for the CICs, or the show jumping for the CICs on Saturday, and the cross-country for all the CICs on Sunday. And then the other divisions will run the opposite days.
All right. Well, very, very full program, as always. Now, let's talk about the other attractions that you always have, a very fun-filled, packed event. What else can we expect for competitors and visitors when they're not competing?
Okay, well, this year, actually, we have some fun stuff going on. We have the luncheon, the hat luncheon on Friday, which we'll do again this year. And this, they'll be by the dressage arena. And Saturday and Sunday will be the VIP tents by show jumping on Saturday and cross country on Sunday. But this year we're kind of excited because we have a rider area, which will be a rider hospitality area, which we haven't done in the past. I think that's going to be really fun. I've had Molly, who works with Sinead and Tick, come here and help me with that, and she's got some great ideas. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, and we've got a karaoke guy coming in Saturday night. So I think there's going to be some fun stuff done at that, which we haven't had in the past. We've also got a new catering company out of Charlotte this year, which I think they're very, very established, catering companies. So I think our food's going to be quite good this year. So all in all, plus we're going to have some a bar area and that going on the whole time. So we're trying to spruce it up a little bit, so it's just a little more stuff going on during, the entire event, whereas in the past we've kind of done Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but this time there's going to be a little something for the riders every day. So, yeah, I think it's going to be exciting.
Yes, very entertaining too. And now let's talk about the all-important sponsors, Bernadette, because without them the event would not be the same.
Yes.
Let's list those, and if you have any new ones that are coming this year.
Well, we've got our Lucky Chase, which has been here for the last few years, which they are just, a farm that's close to us that do they have a great facility. They do all type of corporate events, and they're building a sports area, and they've got the aquaponics. So they are our main sponsors. And then the Uwari Bank is huge. They've been involved with us since 2002. So they're back again this year. And of course, they contribute hugely to our shoot. We do the shoot for the stars, which I didn't mention. But I think they have like 9 teams, And the shoot for the stars is pretty cool because that is something that we take the money from and we put it towards prize money for the riders. So the fact that these shooters come out here, we're also obviously try to get more people involved in the sport that don't know anything about the sport. So we try really hard to get the riders to interact with the shooters so we can get the shooters to get super excited about what's going on and really get involved in the sport. So the bank actually... They have, I think, 9 teams this year in the shoot for the stars. So that's really good. Then we have, actually Flair, the nasal strips. They're going to do a part sponsorship of the rider lounge area. So they haven't been here before. So that's kind of fun. And we have the like PricewaterhouseCooper that comes in and they buy shooting teams. And that, those type of sponsors really just help keep the whole thing kind of moving along,
Yes, absolutely. Let's go back to the shooters because I know some people are listening thinking, I didn't know about the shooting stars. What does that involve and how can they participate?
Okay, well, the shoot for the stars is something we started a few years ago, and basically because the farm here you know, our the two things we do are horses and shooting. And we have a sporting, we have several sporting clay courses. And so a few years ago, we decided that it would really be smart to expose some of these people that come out here all the time for shooting, but have absolutely no idea what eventing is about. And thought it would be a good idea to see if we could mesh the two sports. So what we decided to do was do this sporting clay competition where we try to get as many teams as we can get. And there are four shooters to a team, and they come on Wednesday and they shoot the sporting clay course like they would in a regular sporting clay competition. Then we take the riders in the three-star, and we just basically put two names of the riders in a hat, have the team pull out, each team pull out two names, and they are the riders that end up on the shooting team. So obviously the shooters don't ride and the riders don't shoot, but we combine the scores. So at the end of the shooting, the scores are put on a board, and then the shooting teams can follow their rider partners over the rest of the weekend. And at the end of the weekend, we add one score to the other and see who actually wins, if that makes some sense. It gets a little complicated along the way, but it's fun because the shooters, what they do, for example, if you have two riders that they have never seen riders, you know, they've never seen the cross-country course. I mean, everybody, I think, basically has seen show jumping on the TV, and they might have watched it in dressage, but most people haven't seen the cross-country. And so you get these people that shoot, and they're quite competitive in their own sport, but they get to meet, say, you know, Philip Dutton, and, you know, we try to get the riders to come down and have a drink with their team and explain what they do. And so the shooters will come back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and watch. Say they have Philip on their team, they'll watch Philip do all his, you know, dressage and his cross country and his show jumping. And some people, you know, they get super excited about it because they've never really been involved in it before. So it's a way, I think, to get the sport known, you know, to a lot more people that otherwise would never even and never understand what it's about.
Right, yes, and have some good sport and a good weekend as well. And that begins on the Wednesday then, Bernadette, the shooting.
That begins on the Wednesday. We do a luncheon for them, then they do their shooting, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we try to get as many of the CIC three-star riders down to the tent and have a glass of wine and some hors d'oeuvres with the shooting teams and just get to know them and chat and talk about their sport and, you know, get everybody involved and excited about it.
Wonderful.
So it's exciting.
It is always a fun competition, and it begins there on the 8th of April, right?
That's correct. Right. So it's actually the shoot starts on the 6th.
Oh, that's right,
the 7th
on the 6th.
And the 8th
yes.
are, yeah.
Yes,
the
gotcha.
7th and 8th are dressage, and the 9th and 10th are show jumping cross country.
Cross country, all right. All the action through the weekend there at the Fork Horse Trials, and of course the Gold Cup as well. We should mention an important.
That's very true. We have the Gold Cup has always been a part of this, and it's wonderful to have it here.
Indeed. Well, we always enjoy coming to the Fork, Bernadette, and as always, a great event to look forward to. Hopefully, the weather gods will be on your side after all the rain that you've had.
I hope so. We're all doing our little sun dances.
Wonderful. Well, great. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program, Bernadette, and sharing that sneak preview of this year's Fork Horse Trials.
Well, thank you very much, and keep all fingers crossed that it goes wonderfully and safely and everybody ends up on a great road to Rolex from here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bernadette.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And now on our series of the current leaders on the leaderboards, we hear from the junior amateur, Kelsey Holmes from California. Hi, Kelsey. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where you're based and where you keep your horses for start off before we talk about the season that you've had that's put you on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. So both of my horses are in Agoura Hills, California, at the Malibu Creek Equestrian Center, and I train with Jennifer Wooten. She actually lives 2 hours north from me in San Ynez, but she comes down about 3 times a week and trains my horses and a couple other students.
Right, because you're still in school, yeah? Tell us about where you are and what your plans are for the summer.
Yeah, I'm 17. I'm a senior in high school. For the summer, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to qualify for Young Riders, the qualifying shows in 2 weeks. And also, I'm competing two horses right now, and hopefully I'll be able to go to Rebecca Farms also. Right. And then in the fall, I'll be attending UCLA.
Right. Busy year ahead for you then, but you got off to a fantastic start, Kelsey, leading the leaderboard, as we said, already with the two horses. Let's talk about those two, the Chosen One and Heart of Gold. You've had a few events so far. Let's talk about Heart of Gold for start off with. How did that partnership come about?
Right, yeah, Heart of Gold. Her name's Sophia, and I bought her almost 2 years ago, and my trainer was campaigning her at training level. And I've known Sophia, she's 9 now. I've known her since she was 4. And my trainer, whenever I got to hack her horses, my favorite one was always Sophia. I always joked around with her that one day I was going to buy her. And just everything, all the stars aligned, and I ended up being able to purchase her. And so we've gone from training level 1 star, and she's developed so nicely, and I'm so excited for her future. She's just, this season, every single time that she's came out, she's gone better and better and more confident.
Well, you had some wins last year, which would have done a lot for your confidence with her.
Yeah.
When you came out this season, what were your goals with her? What were you working on at the beginning of the year, Kelsey?
Yeah, so definitely last year we had to sort some issues out with cross country. We both weren't very confident with each other, and this year I was just hoping each time we went off into course that she was very bold and straightforward and very honest, and that's every single, I've done 3 shows with her this year, and every single time she's gone out, she's been amazing.
And in terms of her performances then cross country this year, what has been an improvement on last year then?
Definitely that she's more honest. Like last year, I don't think I could make one mistake without not having a clean round. And when every time I've gone out this year, if I don't have the perfect line or the most aggressive ride to a fence, she's there for me, which is really nice.
And in terms of, you know, her your partnership with her, what do you think you can expect from her long term then, given the great start that you've had with her? What would be your expectations and goals now?
Yeah, so we'll do the CCI twin in 2 weeks, hopefully qualifying for Young Riders. And then I'll either be going to Young Riders with her if I get selected, or hopefully moving up, because she's had a good year of solid preliminary. And my trainer and I both feel that we're both ready to move up to intermediate, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that really is. So she's on her way to intermediate. Now, what about your other partner, the Chosen One? How did you find him?
I got him almost 3 years ago, I believe. And during July, I went over to Europe and I went to England and Ireland, and I tried a bunch of horses. I bought him from Mark Todd, and he was going 2 star, and I bought him hoping I could gain a bunch of mileage on him. He sadly has the best of luck with soundness, and he just came back to competing in February at Fresno, and he's came back better than ever. He's so fit and very sound, which is very exciting. And so we're just kind of taking it slow with him, and hopefully I'll be able to eventually move up on him also. But it just depends on, you know, how he's going.
So, you know, he got off to a good start too, didn't he? I mean, with that win at Twin Rivers. Talk about a little bit about how he came out for the winter, and then, you know, obviously soundness was not an issue. You've got going pretty well with him. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so he went back to work like last August, and I really worked with his flat and fitness, and brought him back, and his results are way better than they were before. Yeah, at Twin, he scored a 23 in prelim, which is so exciting. We've been working really hard on his flat work, and it finally came together and gave a nice stadium round and a really nice cross-country, and he ended up winning the junior prelim group.
What do you like particularly about him? I mean, you've obviously got a mare and a gelding. Tell us a little bit about the difference in the personalities and what suits you as a rider, because that obviously informs the rideability and, you know, what it is that makes you click.
Yeah, they're both very different rides for me. Squid, which is NCB, the chosen one, I'm not sure if I said that before, he's a lot more straightforward jumping. He's very honest, and yeah, that's probably his biggest good thing about him. And then he's a bit difficult in the flat, and he's a very round jumper, but he's not the cleanest jumper, but we've been working on that. And Sophia, she's really fancy on the flat. She's a very clean jumper, and we used to have problems with cross country, but this year it's kind of turned around, and she's really becoming the ideal event horse, and she's shining in all three phases. I think personally Sophia is probably more my type of ride. She's a bit feistier. She's a mare and sassy, but Squid is so sweet and very honest.
Do you own both of these, Kelsey?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I own both of them.
Well, still being in school, of course, you're reliant on a support team. Tell us who's behind you and enables you to compete.
Yeah, so my mom and dad are so supportive, and my mom comes with me to every show, and she's basically like a groom. She helps me pack them up, and they're usually competing in the same division, so that gets a bit difficult, and she's always helping me get them ready. And even just on normal days after school, when I need to get home to go do homework or study for a test, she's always at the barn helping me cool them down and pack them up. And of course, my trainer, Jennifer Wooten, I've been training with her since I was 12, and she's completely transformed my riding, and she is absolutely amazing. Like, I can't say enough good things about her, and yeah, that's definitely my main core of my support system.
Now, are your parents riders at all? Do they come from a horsey background, or do you have siblings interested as well?
No. My mom used to ride Western when she was younger. My dad was not involved with horses at all. I got involved because I went to a birthday party when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and it was like a horse themed, and I fell in love with it. And my mom ended up signing up for lessons at a local riding facility, and just went up from there.
Right. So you really are the leader then in the family that... going on to great things with these two. And what would be your long-term plans? Because you said you started college, or you're about to start college this fall. What would be your long-term goals then in the sport, Kelsey?
Yeah, I definitely want to keep progressing through the levels of my two horses. And I'd love to compete, obviously, at the four-star level one day. But I know that's so far in the future, and there's so many things to come. And, you know, right now I'm just taking it one show at a time, and this season has been absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see what's coming in the future.
All right. Well, big goal this summer, of course, with young riders. When will you know when you have got the ticket to there this year?
I think they let us know in early June, I'm pretty sure.
Right. So lots to look forward to. Busy summer ahead for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous. All right. Well, the very best of luck with it all. And maybe you will be stopping on top of the leaderboard for a while this summer with these two. And I hope it all goes well. The very best of luck. And thanks for coming on the program, Kelsey.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to our guests this week, Kelsey Holmes and Bernadette Cogdell. Don't forget to keep up to date with all the news on the website at useventing.com and follow us on social media. Please note that we also have a special episode this week as Mike Tucker pays tribute to Roger Haller, who passed away on March the 30th. Until the next time, goodbye for now.